crown and worship you, Lord. We bow down and worship you, Lord. We worship you. Yes. And God, we worship you. Yes, Lord Jesus. We bow down and worship you. We worship you. Yes, Lord Jesus. And God, we worship you. Yes, Lord. Consuming fire, sweet perfume. Your awesome presence is in this place. This is holy ground. We have come to bow our down. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Oh Lord our God, we bow down. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we bow down. Yes, Lord. This is holy ground. Oh, Lord our God, we bow down. Holy ground, this is holy ground. Oh Lord our God, we bow down. Beloved, let us bow down before the Lord that is a yielding unto God our lives and everything about us in honor of his name. Jesus bowed to the will of the Father and said, not my will. He totally yielded everything unto the Most High God. Nelususi prononono susa. Endegekutoso seprendenekustuzozia. I acknowledge you as my God. I acknowledge you as my King. I acknowledge you as the Most High God. I acknowledge you as the Lord of my life. I acknowledge you as the risen God, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The losu si pronde ge custoso zia. Lekuto ozotua. Lenglostoso pronde ge custoso zia. Endronobolikus aato. Endo gelibruso sopronde gege kusoto. Ela bele grese sua, soprone de levosiate. De clostoso suprene de levosuzia. Ondo colomengle kusotua, tapentro nonoso. Istoto, negle custoso. Isoprende de levosuzia, la pronde ge kusuate. Ela bengo licruso sosua. Ne klosto sozia andolobosiate. Sing this song with me, and then we will take a few prayers that the Lord placed first in my heart this morning before we move forward. I will never be I will never return. I close the doors. I will walk the fight. I will run the race. And I will never be the same again. I will never be, I will never be the same again. I can never return, I can never return. I've closed the door, I will walk apart, I will run the that I will never be the same again. For life fire soak like rain, flow like mighty waters again and again. Sweep away the darkness, burn away the chaff, and let a flame burn to glorify your name. I will never be the same again. I can never return. revival, but the same again, and I will never be the same again, and I will never be the same again, and I will never be the same again, and I will never, yes, be the same again, and I will never be the same again, and I will never be the same again, and I will never be the same again. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice this morning. The word of the Lord says in Proverbs chapter number 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light, and shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Every day in the life of a believer is better than yesterday. Not only was the day better than yesterday, even the mercies of God are new every morning. Beloved, and great is His faithfulness. Mercies are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. His steadfast love never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Great is the faithfulness of the Most High God, and that is your Father and my Father. That is why the book of Lamentation states, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Beloved, the God that makes our today to be better than yesterday is the God who is our Creator, the Elohim God, the El Elyon God, the Keeper of Covenant, the One who had inscribed uniqueness into every day, whose mercy is extended to us. That is why the author of Lamentation says, Jeremiah, he said, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is my portion. I like the way Message Bible wrote it. It said, I'm sticking with God. I will say it over and over again. It's all I've got left. I'm sticking to the God who is faithful. I'm sticking to the God who is ever mindful of me. I am sticking to God who knows all about me. I'm sticking to God who is the creator of my now, is the creator of my future. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. A Message Bible says God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks. It is a good thing to quietly hope for help from God. It is a good thing when you are young to stick it out through the hard times. Those hard times is designed to break you, beloved. It is. It to make us. No matter what it looks like, it is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Therefore, you are saying, my today, I charge you by the power in the name of Jesus, by the power of God that created the universe. You are better than my yesterday, my tomorrow. I charge you, cooperate with the word of God. You shall be better than my yesteryears in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophia at Mazotue. The path of the just is like a shining light, a shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. My day, hear ye the word of the Lord. You shall deliver to me good and gracious things, better than my experience of yesterday. Lisopia ndogo libru soote. Isopi indogo likra susiato. Onde keke kutozo. Siprunde keke limongro susia. Denglo sotua. Tapronde keke kutozo. Onde keke libru soote. Lekuto osotue. Ende keke libru soote. Isopia atuazo. My today is better than my yesterday. My tomorrow shall be much more greater than my yesteryears. Lucika panong le kutuzo si ato. Endegeke librus ote. Isopi atua. It is a new day for me. It is a new day. Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall be glad. This is a day of rejoicing, a day of gladness for me, a day of progress for me, a day of lifting for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopi in Dolobo Susia Atuazo. On Degege Libus Ote, Esusia. On Degege Libus Ote, Isopia Atuazo. On degege librus ote, endege kutuzosi endelebresi ato. On degege librus ote, isopia atua atua. Endegege librus ote, esosia. On dogogo librus ote, isosia atuazo. On degege librus ote, isosia atuazo. Zopronde gege librus ote, isopia atu ato, onde gege librus ote, mekua atu gasosia, onde gege librus ote, ende ge kususo zia pioto, onde gege ketuzote, ende gege librus ote, isopronde gege librus ote. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Very shortly you will make some declaration after me. But before we make those declaration, it is important that our faith and our hope is in God. Our faith and our hope is in not other but is in the Almighty God. Our faith and our hope is in God, that is our faith and our hope is in the word of God. God and his word. Beloved, it cannot be separable. it is important that we place our trust in God's word that faileth not. When our hope is in the integrity of the word of God, it eliminates every form of fear. So when 1 Peter talks about the power of redemption in 1 Peter chapter number 1, as we saw yesterday, it said, be holy, for I am holy, in verse number 16. And beloved, he begins to tell us about what we have been redeemed from the tradition of our fathers that was passed on to us. And it talks about the fact that the power of redemption is embedded in the blood of the Lamb of God. The power of redemption is embedded in the blood of Jesus that has no blemish and has no wrinkle. And that redeeming blood of Jesus Christ cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And therefore, you and I can approach God as our Father, the Holy God, and come to the throne of His mercy by the power and the blood of Jesus that has paved the way for us to call upon God even as our Father. We can come into His presence and obtain grace and mercy to locate help that is required when it was required, anytime it is required. And what Peter begins to speak further, emphasizing in verse 18, for you know that you are redeemed from your empty way of life inherited from the fathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was chosen before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the times for you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Our faith and our hope are in God. And after telling us that our faith and our hope is in God, the word of the Lord helps us to understand how our faith and our hope is in God. By obedience to the truth, having purified ourselves for sincere love of the brothers, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, true believing and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all of its glory like a flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached as the gospel to you. Peter begins to tell us that how we come into salvation and into redemption is by embracing the word of the Lord that is eternal in its making, and the word of God that faileth not, the word of the Lord that liveth and abideth forever, that introduced us to the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on Calvary. And you and I, we became born again, and we are sons and daughters of the living God. having escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust. Therefore, you and I can lift up our voices before God today, because we know the place of His word, and our faith is it's each in the word of God. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 3. The word of the Lord said, we understand by faith that the world is framed by the word of God. Beloved, because the visible is made from what is invisible. We understand by faith that the seeable were framed from the unseeable word of God, so the things which are seen were not made by the things that do appear. The things that were seen were not made by the things which do appear. The things that were seen were not made by the things that do appear, but faith collect the unseeable and bring it to the seeable by the decrees of heaven, not the letters, but by the word of God, that beloved gets stirred up from our hearts, because the seeable answers to the unseen. The word of the Lord said in Hebrews chapter number 11:1, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above all the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. So the invisible controls the seeable. Faith, beloved, gives you and I the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of the things we cannot see. So this morning, I want you to take, beloved, open your mouth wide, even for the next 5 minutes, as you begin to say to the Lord, Lord, by the divine power of God, activate in me divine utterance by your Spirit to write the details on earth that heaven has decreed and written about me. Activate in me the divine power of the Holy Spirit for utterance to write in my day to day what heaven has already decreed and declared, what was written according to the divine agenda of God for me. Lucepia atukosusia, zemprina kustoso, si atuazo, ondegeke kutoso, si atuazo, zepri atua, atua, asuate, dengli kokusoto, osusia, endegeke kutoso, endegeke libris ote, isopia, atua, atua, endegeke libris ote, endegeke libris ote, isopia, atuate, elapio, otuate, endegeke libris ote, isopia, atu, azo, ondegeke tuzote, isopia, atu, azo, ondegeke libris ote, endegeke libris ote, isopia, atu, azo, endegeke libris ote, isopi, engotoso, isopia, atu, azo, ondegeke libris ote, endegeke libris ote, isopia, atu, azo, ondegeke libris ote, isso que cutarga azuate, ela pio otroso, onde gege libros ote, isso pia atgazate, ende gege libros ote, isso Ethiopia, Atuat, Endegege Libus Ot, Ethiopia Atuas, Ondegege Libus Ot, Ethiopia Atuas, Ondegege Libus Ot, Ethiopia Atuat, Ilomonglossus Yatua, Ondegege Libus Ot, Ethiopia Atuaso, Endegege Libus Ot, Ethiopia atu aso, istondegege libus ote, Ethiopia atu kasatua, long lokuta asa, by the power of your spirit inside of me, activate divine utterance, to write whatever had written concerning me today. Even on this earth, Lususia atugososi atua, endegege libruto oste, zepri ando klekutoso, ondegege libruso oste, isopia atu aso, endegege libruso oste, endegege kitaprosusiate, endegege libruso oste, isusia atu aso, Endegege libus ote, Isopia atu ato, Elapia otu gususia, Endegege libus ote, Isopia atu gozo, Ondegege libus ote, Isopia atu gozo, Endegege libus ote, Isopia atu aso, Ondege kutuzasi atua, Ondegege libus ote, Isopia atua atua, Etronogosto susi atuate, Elapio otruso, Ondegege libus ote, Endegege libus ote, Isopia atuaso, Ondegege libus ote, Isusia lakekutoso, Ondege kutuzasia, Ondegege libus ote, Isopia atugasotua, Lengetua atuazo, Ondegege libus ote, Isusopia atugasate, Endegege libus ote, Isusa apio otugazo, Ondegege libus ote, Isusia atuazo, Ondegege libus ote, Isopia atu aso, Ondegege libus ote, Isopia atu azote, Isusi ingeke kutuzasi ato, Ondegege libus ote, Isoprondege kutuza, Ilomonglosto susi atuate, Endege kutuzo si atua, Ondege kakutuzasie, Endegle kusoto ote libus ote, Ike kutoso, zia prondege kutoso, Istondege ketugazote, Iso prondege ketuzia, Istola pio otrogozo, Ondegege libus ote, In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So we saw that the word of the Lord will write in our day what must take place, and beloved, create a future in the today because of the creative word of the living God. Hebrews chapter number 4, the word of the Lord says, for us in verse number 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp. sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. See that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The throne of grace acknowledges the place where the blood of Jesus is having mercy that speaks by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. You and I can come with the word of God into the presence of the Most High God. Beloved, we can come in the name of the Lord Jesus. We can come knowing what he had done for us and standing in the place that he had secured for us, obtaining for us victory, obtaining for us access before the Father in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I pray to God to hold my thoughts and my imagination as he puts in my spirit this morning, that I don't go ahead of myself. If this foundation is not laid, you are unlikely to have a clear-cut understanding of what was meant to happen this morning. The word of the Lord tells us that we can come boldly before God. How do we come? We said yesterday, every prayer hinges on the word of God. We come by the word of the living God. And therefore, you and I have come this morning. He said, there is, if when we come, we will find grace. Grace will speak of unmerited favor of God to help us. Favorable help of God available in the time of need. So it's not because we qualify for it, but because God, by his divine favor, has extended mercy towards us by the blood of Jesus Christ. And beloved, we can be sure that when we approach the throne of grace, help is available unto us. That is why the psalmist will say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence my help cometh from. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. Maybe you don't get it. It was in a state, beloved, where it was in between standing and falling. It was in a state where things looked slippery and unstable. It was in a place where he needed a great help. It was in a state where he needed to be rescued, beloved, from the hand of the stubborn enemy. It was in a state, beloved, even when there are not just external problems, there were internal warfare, in beloved, even within his own house. But he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills of God, for my help coming from the Lord. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. When your foot is moved, is beloved, it's talking about falling. It's talking about failing. It's talking about reproach. It's talking about shame. It's talking about being disgraced and humiliated. It's talking about the negativity taking place. He said, there is a God that watches over me 24/7. He will not leave me on my own. He will not leave me to my wrath. He will not allow me to be wasted. He will not allow the enemy to prevail over me. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel, and has not stumbled nor slipped, the Lord is thy keeper. and the Lord is thy shade upon the right, and the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. When the day opens up, the sun shows up, and the moon, beloved, are no more, and we call it, the day as break. There was a breaking of the day. David is saying, God, we take hold of my day and my night, and we cause the day and the night to work for me, that they will not work against me, because there are things that heaven has decreed that must take place, and what the enemy has decreed and ordered into the day and the night, they shall not take place. And that is why you and I, we saw in the book of Psalm number 91, and we saw the word of the Lord said, even concerning us, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. My faith and my trust, my reliability and my reliance and my dependability is in God. In God will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me. He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. How can somebody, beloved, begin to speak like that? Beloved, because there are set up. A snare means set up, beloved, and a fowler's snare means what was assigned to catch me, what was assigned to stop me. He said it will rescue me from the noise of pestilences. The God whom he trusted, because you must be encouraged this morning and know that it is not over, because the God that you trust is going to see us safe and rescue from every trap. I want to thank the Most High God, who is our God. He said, and protect us from every deadly disease. Last week, they slammed me with a demonic disease, a statement that must never be heard in Zion. It cannot be possible. And I testify at the summit, beloved, and I said to, because why? What gives me a victory was that I saw what was wrong. I saw what the enemy was trying to do, and I saw what God did. So going to the hospital, and the hospital says something negative, beloved, without meditating, I said, no, that cannot be me. How? Where is the cancer coming from? No. What? But why is the enemy always fighting me with this thing? I don't know. Beloved, I have just 3 days to the summit. 3 days to the summit. A lot was going on in my life. 3 days to the summit. And they were telling me what I must never hear. They were telling me, I told Pastor Biz, I didn't even mention the name to nobody. I said to her, because they said to me, this is what the problem is. And I said, no, it cannot be me. You have to do another test for me. And beloved, they did the test, not because they want to do it, but because I was going to cause a riot in the hospital. And I begin to say, no, it cannot be me. That's not it. That result is not good. And then they said, okay, we think it is something else. And I said, no, it's still not me. And the registrar and the nurses and all of them were walking me to the car park. I have to do another test. They said it will come back in 2 weeks, 2 weeks' time. And beloved, and I am saying something this morning because the Lord wants me to help somebody on this altar today. When the devil speaks negativity to you, you reject it outrightly. You say, that is not you. I left that hospital. I said, I'm going to take them on. And the registrar said to me, he was sorry. He would do another test. It's simply because he was not wearing his glasses. And therefore, he probably had made a mistake. That this other test that they did, that they are sending away, will come back in 2 weeks. And then we will know what the Wednesday. They said 2 weeks on Wednesday. And on Monday afternoon, I got a call because I had sent a text message. I have sent it to the NHS number that I have. And they have responded to say I should give the detail of the scenario that I had. As soon as I got to the hospital, I said, I don't want this doctor to touch me. That was the doctor that was wearing glasses, that was not wearing glasses. I said, I do not want this doctor to touch me. And beloved, the consultant forced the doctor to touch me. And the consultant said, I will let this man touch you. And then if I register, he will have to do the check first and do all the various things. And then I will do it. And they all touched me. I was waiting to get up from that table before I bring the place into fire. And I got up from the table and they look at every test, mammogram, CT scan. They were taking specimen and doing everything. And I got up from that table and I said, this consultant walk away from me. The registrar said, I told you not to touch me. Why did you touch me? What you said is not true. It cannot be mine. It is not me. So, beloved, where am I going? Because you are going to make certain decrees this morning. When your kids come back with any negative report, that's not your child. It belongs to the devil, and the devil must take whatever belongs to them from the life of that child. It cannot be. Only what God says will find expression in the life of our children. And beloved, I left that place when they called me on Monday afternoon after the summit. I came and I was actually in one of the stores and they called me and said I must be in hospital tomorrow. What does that mean? When hospital call you before the appointed time, it means that there is problem. If you run a test in the hospital and they told you the result will come in a particular day and they call you earlier, it suggests that there is a problem. But beloved, even though I said it was not me, I feel the lump. It's not a small lump. I feel it myself. I feel it in my body. But God assured me that that is not the problem and it will go. And between Wednesday and I went to the summit, the lump has disappeared to almost a very little size. Whoever packed my luggage and those who look at my bag, they will see that even on the summit day, I was wearing breast pad. And yet I stood before you to serve you. Because I believe the report of the Most High God, not the report of the dog. It cannot be so. And beloved, as I got to the hospital yesterday, I met the consultant. And I called her name. I said, Dr. Asenali, good afternoon to you. And I begin to engage her. And she opened my notes. And she, beloved, when they call me, I must never forget this. I came home. I did all the things. I was busy sharing and ministering with different people. But beloved, at a particular time, I decided to rest. Beloved, I said, let them bring anything that they are going to bring. But God's word stand true. What God showed me is the final say, not what the doctor called me into. How can you call me? You said my appointment is in 2 weeks when the results are out, but you called me before time. So if I allow them to mess my mind up, I cannot serve you. And the message that God shows to me is that I have rest in my spirit so I can lay me down and sleep. And when I saw that lady yesterday and I said, you called me to come in today, and she opened the door, I said, I have a good news to tell you. I said, tell it. And then she said, oh, everything came back normal. I said, even now, the lump has disappeared. How can God tell me to minister to those who have terminal diseases? And then the enemy said, he's gotten a hold of me. Beloved, he cannot stand. And so when destiny is embedded inside of that child and inside of you, no matter what the enemy throws at you, cannot stand. because the word of the Lord standeth sure. And I stood up to that woman, asked all the questions, and talked to her, and I was going, I said, your staff must have told you that I was taking you up with the NHS. I said, but because I'm a Christian and I'm a pastor, I am not. I said, your service is unacceptable. You end this unit in the Hall of Medway Hospital. Twice now, you've labeled me with this problem, and you have treated me as if my life does not mean anything to you. And I said to that woman, I said, what you have done is outrightly wrong. I told you I don't want that doctor to touch me. Why did you make him touch me? And you are now giving me a demonic body that is not mine. I said, if I did not request that another test would be done, all the tests that you were meant to do to clarify whatever you did wrong would never have been done. There are innocent people who have become a casualty of this type of medical verdict, beloved, and they have been slapped with a demonic thing. I choose to celebrate God. I choose to rejoice in the God who can never lie, the one that is faithful. And therefore, leaving that hospital, the Lord begins to help me to see that the one that has a final say about your situation always is God. So when we come to all of these gatherings, and beloved, we are commanding you or instructing you to honor God, you don't know. I come every day onto this altar in those 2 weeks, beloved, wearing breastplate. I come, I can feel the Lord was there. It was nothing to be, it wasn't anything that you can say is not there. I saw it, but I knew that it was an attack that is not permitted to stay in my body. And if I give it, beloved, the thought, then there is problem. But the word of the Lord, it is an unseen word that has power to override every negativity. But it is not the word that you just flip through the book that you pick. The word of the Lord came into my heart, and the Lord spoke to me. He said in Isaiah 27:3, I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment. Lift any office, I will keep it night and day. He said, Ellen, I am 24 hours on the watch. And therefore, anything cannot be to you. He said, I, the Lord, keep you. I send you, so I keep you. I, the Lord, keep you. I said to that lady, I said, thank you. But, you know, I shook her hand. The woman, maybe she's even my age. I shook her hand and I said, everything that you have said now, that is a good news, then go and write it in the papers and send it to me. And she said, I will send it to your daughter and I will also send it to you. Every negative verdict that man has given to you about your life, about your child, about your destiny, about your ministry, about your marriage, I override them by the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a decree, a finish shall be established. Every decree of hell, every verdict of man, everything that man has spoken, and man
I said, no, that was what I did. You are a consultant. I am the one that got you. I saw. I'm not saying go and dictate to your doctors. Beloved, I had it from God. I had the wisdom of what I must do to get myself out of that mess. And God made this work good. But Jesus Christ to you and I is the wisdom and the power of God. And beloved, that wisdom and power of God is on the inside of us. And we engage Him by the word of the Lord and act on the divine word of God that delivers results. I decree and declare, as wisdom is the ability to know what to do in the time of confusion, in the time where you don't know what to do, I decree and declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that the wisdom that prevails over satanic demonic verdict, the wisdom of God that prevails over problem and diseases, the wisdom of God that prevails over disaster and destruction, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I declare that wisdom of God find an expression in your life, in every life of the prevailers across the nations of the earth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I can't leave the hospital and then become and say that I cannot do anything that I was meant to do. I have a responsibility to the people. But beloved, I believe, and I believe what God has shown me. I believe that it's a win-win situation. But beloved, the pain was in my body. But yet, grace was available. Mercy was available to give me the help that I need to do what I have to do. So it is not the time when you retreat and you withdraw what you have done. Is that you are saying to the devil, I believe in what you said. And beloved, because when you retreat and you withdraw what you are doing, is that you give your mind a busy work to do. Your mind begins to meditate and ponder on the things that the doctor say, on the things that man said to you. And beloved, that is not the way to do it. When you say you are fed, then you continue. The beloved, you can't say you are fed, I have healed, and you don't do anything. If there was any busiest time, in that situation was still by the grace of God, I went to go and set up for the summit, carry the speaker and carry everything. Contrary to what the doctor told me, does it mean that I don't feel pain in my body? Oh yes, I felt the pain. But there was grace that prevailed over pain. I have a destiny race to run. I cannot afford to agree with the devil and be nothing evil for the days of my life. Absolutely not. That's why I smile. You have cold, you have flu. You think that is the most time that you are meant to be in the presence of the Lord. Did we see God at the summit or didn't we? We saw God. We saw God being God. Here is the truth of this matter. Every time I notice that there's something wrong with me, it is the time I must press it into God, because it is the time to come to the next level. It is the time, and beloved, is a destiny arising moment. And that is why every stone is thrown at you. When Jesus was going to go to Calvary, that was the moment that the devil begins to use fit and say, you will not go. That was an internal man that knows him. That is when Jesus will say to his own disciples and said to Peter, I know before the cock crow you are going to deny me 3 times. I said, no, I cannot. Rely on his flesh. When you come into those moments, it's the moment where you rely on God and you depend on the Most High God. Actually, mercy is so much avail for you because you don't have the time of the day to major on that minor. Beloved, because God will take a hold of you. But God sent me to somebody this morning. Somebody is on this altar today, right now. on this altar. And beloved, what you have seen yourself, beloved, as the Lord begins to paint this picture in my heart, what you have seen in the door is that there are two earrings that I can see. Earrings. The older of those earrings, they were silver earrings. Beloved, the older was white, and it had a dangling at the bottom of those earrings. Those earrings were given to you. Beloved, I actually have a name. I can see the name, but God said, do not, if I call the name, other people might say, oh, maybe it is me. If it's not me, then I don't need to pray. We are praying for everybody just now. If you are the one that was given an earring as a silver altar and as a dangling, it looks like some element of pearls was in it, but it was a dangling earring. You will pray the prayer we will pray now. And there is somebody on this altar, beloved, you have seen yourself. You are picking. This look like biscuit. Like biscuit. What I can say is a flat thing. But this flat thing that look brownish, that look like biscuit. Beloved, what you have seen, because that is what the Lord is helping me to see right now. And he wants us to deal with that case right now. You always see that whether it is biscuit or whatever it is, whenever you pick it in between like a layer of stuff, and what you are picking is always everything that you pick was half eaten. They were broken on the side. They were not whole. When I begin to ask you to pray this prayer, you must vomit everything that you have been given by whoever gave you the what looks like it is an edible material, because I've seen you yesterday. I said somebody was dealing with eating in their sleep and they didn't eat it, but this fellow I'm talking about actually ate it. As I was speaking now, the Lord brought this picture to me and told me what you need to do even right now. Beloved, whatever you are partaking of, beloved, that makes things that were meant to be destiny for you to have been messed up halfway, and you are always carrying just the leftover, and you have seen yourself be subservient to the people that you were to rule over. I decree and declare, anything that they have given to you that makes you to eat half measure, rather than having the fullness of your destiny in manifestation, I command your body to reject it and to eject it in the mighty name of Jesus. I command its elimination from your spirit, from your soul, from your body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anything that you have ate or drank that is sponsoring a problem in your life that is standing in your way of manifestation, today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command them to be destroyed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any satanic demonic gift you have been given to bring you into any demonic affiliation, satanic initiation, in any satanic demonic oppression or oppressional platform, I curse their root and I command them to dry up in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The God that watches over us, this body watches over you. He, beloved, as he gave me that word, he said, I, the Lord, keep it. I keep you. You are the garden of the Lord that the Lord keeps. He said, I will water it every moment. I will ensure it is refreshed, renewed. I will ensure that it remains green. I will ensure that it doesn't expire before time. I will ensure that no odds and no edges said, I will not allow the sun to smite you by day, nor the moon to smite you by night. Lift up your voice right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, as you said together with me, oh God, my Father, every gift I have taken, every food I have eaten, that has poisoned my destiny, that is a poison to my life, that wants me to expire before my time, what are you waiting for? I root you out by fire from my body now. I root you out by fire. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I root you out by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I root you out. 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 I root you out by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. I root you out by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When it says we need to begin to tell the truth to the people so that they understand. Every time that the Pharisees and the Sadducees want to harass the disciples, they go to Jesus. Why are your own disciples eating without washing their hands? Why are they breaking the tradition of the elders? They attack if they do everything. So it is a lie when you said, because you are in ministry, that the enemy does not try. He says, strike the shepherd so that the sheep can scatter. Looking at every means to strike the shepherd. Beloved, that 2 weeks was the most busiest weeks in my life. I understand that if I can stand in God, who said I keep it, I will not allow any to hurt it. Beloved, there are places I wanted to go that my emotion would have taken me. Beloved, when God does not want me to go, He makes sure I don't go to those places. But they were busiest moment. Because you cannot resign. You cannot say, I give up now. Because of what the enemy was trying to do. Beloved, Jesus continued on the work. And God continued to defend His calling, defend His name. I told somebody yesterday, I said, I need you to pray this prayer for your child. And you are saying, for my name's sake, rescue my children, oh God. It sounded like, why? For your sake, for your sake. That is what Jesus was saying. Beloved, Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He will do it for you. So He said, for my name's sake, everyone will listen to your voice. Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife, Rebekah, and God had an open womb. So what Isaac is saying, because Isaac has covenant, the Father has confirmed Jesus. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Isaac had covenant. They went to go and bring Rebekah. Isaac was under the covenant of his father that God has transferred to him. Covenant made in Genesis 17. Genesis chapter number 17. God made covenant with Abraham to guarantee the promise. And therefore, He said He will cause a seed, a son to be born to him. And He said, this covenant is between me and thee. And beloved, God made that one good when Isaac was born. And you will see that God's word never fail. God said unto Abraham, He said, I want you to go and sacrifice your Isaac. And you and I saw in Genesis chapter number 22, as it was, it passed the test of God, covenant was established. It passed the test of the Most High God, and the Lord spoke to him, and he said, now I know. He said, for now I know for certain that thou fearest God, since thou hast not withheld thy son, that only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked up behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering. And in verse 15, and the angel of the Lord called Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of thy of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Covenant was established. All the nations will be blessed. That covenant went from Isaac to our Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, the same Isaac now got married and there was no issue, no baby. Beloved, in that marriage, and what do you think the Lord would do? He cried out unto the Lord, making us to see the power in the word of the living God. In Genesis chapter number 25, Isaac pleaded with the Lord. He cried out unto the Lord for his wife. And God and him. Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was unable to conceive children. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived twins. Beloved, can you we say he pleaded? So he said, have respect for covenant God. Do something for my sake. Because I have a covenant, a promise from God. Therefore, my wife must not remain barren. Something has got to take place that cannot fail. He pleaded with the Lord. So when I said you should pray this morning, we are going to pray threefold prayers. He said, for my sake, open the womb of my wife, and God honored that prayer. Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus. John chapter number 11. Jesus, who knew that Lazarus was sick, and beloved, for Lazarus was his friend, but yet he said the sickness is not unto death, but yet he died. And Jesus Christ went into that place. He wept. People were looking at him. But Jesus said in 42 to the Father, he said, thank you for you have heard me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me. And then he called Lazarus forth. He knows that the Father will hear. He said, for my sake, let Lazarus Elijah did the same thing in the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter number 17. Elijah said there will never be rain on you except by my word. Beloved, and God answered. Why? Because they don't just go and speak into situation. They have got to speak because, beloved, they know they have interceded. And when they get into the situation, they speak into the situation. So when you come into this place, this is a place of intercession. When you go out in your day, you will be able to decree. This place you establish decrees that in the daytime they begin to answer for you. It said, for my sake, because I said so, that God proved it was the one that called me, there must never be rain on you except by my word. And then he came back again. He said, God, confirm your calling in 1 Kings chapter number 18, that you are the one that sent me and I did not send myself. Then let the fire fall down so that the heart of these people can be turned unto God. When God visited us, and those things around in our lives and for our children, it is so that man can celebrate God and God as God and honor the only God that is true and faithful, dependable and reliable. Our God that changes not, our God that is ever so true. He said, for the sake of my calling, you called me. Lord, honor yourself because you called me. Honor yourself because you called me. He said, honor yourself before you because you called me. Every expression, whether of Isaac, whether of Moses, whether of our Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, even all of this expression of the call is a call that speaks of faith. They believe in God. And every one of the prayers deliver results. What about, beloved, a centurion servant? In Luke chapter number 7. Luke chapter number 7. The word of the Lord begins to give us a story about the centurion servant who sent people to Jesus. And beloved, because a servant was sick, and that servant was almost dying, and the centurion servant heard about Jesus and asked the Jewish leaders, the elders, to go and meet Jesus. He does not have any affiliation with Jesus, but this centurion servant has done so much for to believers, beloved. He built temples for them. He has done it was because he was a Roman soldier, but beloved, he was doing what was good. The word of the Lord was said to us about him. And when the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent the Jewish elders to him, requesting him to come and save the life of his slave. When they reached Jesus, they pleaded with him. He earnestly said, he is worthy for you to grant this. He was not asking God to intervene for his own child. He said, come and save my slave or mother. It shows me the disposition of that man. And help, beloved, while the Amalekites left their own servant that was serving them for death because he was sick, when his life does not matter to them, beloved, God, in 1 Samuel chapter number 30, this centurion servant was mindful of his servant. And the Jewish people begin to tell Jesus, this man is worthy of this miracle. Why? Because he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. He loves our nation. He was not meant to do us what is good, but he has extended mercy to us. He was in love with our nation and he built us a synagogue. Why? Because he that shed mercy, beloved, we also obtain mercy. Other men were saying, he has done what is good. His gift was making room for him before God and before man. Jesus went with them, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, Lord, don't trouble yourself. Since I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, I don't want it. What is having Jesus in my roof? He called him Lord. He called him Lord. He changed position on that day. Whenever you call Jesus Lord, you have just said you are now in charge. He saw the authority of Christ over and above his own authority as a centurion servant. Don't you get it? In the same way that the madman of Gadara acknowledged Jesus and called him Lord, it was the same way that this man who was not in faith before called Jesus Lord. He said, Lord, don't trouble yourself. Since I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, that is why I didn't even consider myself worthy to come to say to you, to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be cured. For I too am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me, under my command, and I said to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave, do this. And he does it. Jesus had this and was amazed at him and told it to the crowd following him. He said, I tell you, I have not found so great a faith even in Israel. The faith deliver result because he knows how to submit to authority and he was not rebellious. He also knows I am of the people that does not rebel to my word, and I acknowledge the strength, the power, the authority of the word that Jesus will speak and he can get the job done. Beloved, go and match those who have problems with doubt and unbelief. Most of the time our issue is that we are rebellious people. We might have struggled with disobedience. So because you never obey God's word, God will say something, you have your own idea. And so what that cripples is our ability to trust God. This man said, I know how authority works. And so he believed that he can speak a word and there could be miracle for his servant. And beloved, the word of the Lord says, this Jesus Christ, Son of God, said, I am not. He said, say the word. What did he key into? Psalm 107 verse 20. He said, he sent forth his word and healed our land and delivered us from all of our trouble. The servant was in trouble, but he said, the word will work. That's why when I listen to those who give testimony, you will hear people that say, oh, even when Pastor Ellis spoke something that naturally they expect more. And they said, but I believe and I did it. Because that was what I heard. I might not say what you want me to say. I will say to you what the Lord says to me. And beloved, they came back and testified because God said, I will not do a thing without telling my servant the prophet. Beloved, and so when God speaks our responsibility, that was what heaven had done. So what heaven had done is that the love that was in my breast was gone. I saw it. I saw that even the oil that was there also, I saw it like a container of a milk, beloved, and I saw it before my eyes was closing. So how could I go on with what the doctor said when I know what God says to me? So I believe in what God said and not what the doctor said. And beloved, I want you to lift up your voice this morning, because the enemy of faith is doubt and unbelief. And doubt to Saul. He said, go and kill the Amalekites and utterly waste them. Beloved, this man was rebellious against God. Rebellion means that you think your idea is better than God's idea. Now I understand when one of the men of God that I salute and respect, when he said, if in the minister's meeting, I said, if any of you is a witch, come out. And a whole lot of them were coming out. It is now I understand. And the Lord begins to help me to understand it. When he said, if any one of them is a witch, they were not flying, they might not be flying in the night. But beloved, because they have abhorred in their heart the act of rebellion against God, the act of disobedience against God, the act that says, I have my way, even regardless of what God says. Because I could not fathom the fact that they came out and said yes to being a witch, and then they sent them back to their churches to go and pastor. I understand. I thought if they now send them back to their church to go and pastor, they're not going to bewitch all the people that they were pastoring. Rebellion means personality that says, I have more understanding than my tutors. A personality that says, I'm opposing whatever instruction I was given by those that were above me. Samuel was the one who pulled Saul on the throne, but he demonstrated against him the act of rebellion. He became a victim that lost his crown. What would have been profitable for him became unprofitable. Beloved, that is what rebellion causes. So when he was facing his Goliath, he has no confidence. The Spirit of the Lord has departed from him. When there is an act of rebellion, what it does is that it strips us of the presence and the power of God. It is an enemy of righteousness. It is an enemy of right standing with God. The sons of Eli, they have better idea than the law, than the processes that God has put in place. The priesthood was lost in that family because of the act of rebellion that was going on in their heart. They become people that were running away in the presence of the Philistines. 1 Samuel chapter number 4, verse 10. Verses 1 to 10. In the same day, all these men, they were wasted because they had better idea than God's idea. They disobeyed parental authority. They were rebellious against God and they set themselves off. That is why we are going to kill this foul spirit this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is an enemy that makes prayers not to be answered. And that hinders results even in a place of prayer. And the word of the Lord will say in 1 Samuel chapter number 15 that rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Beloved, and that means it is an enemy that wants us to position ourselves to become victim of bewitchment. How can God compare the righteous with a Jezebel who was eating people, who are killing people, who are doing the things that were contrary and the things that were wrong, simply because of disobedience? But this man did not qualify. The centurion servant said, I am not worthy of it. But just said a word. His faith was robust because he understood authority. His faith was robust because he saw the word of God as the final say. Beloved, his faith was robust because he acknowledged Christ as beloved as the one. He went and, beloved, he sent people on the merit of mercy that is not self-reliant but God-dependent. And he said, your authority will work. He saw a turnaround in that situation. God help me to see that the enemy that stopped his word from finding expression in the lives of men is an enemy that make us to continue in a place. If you want to ask me, Pastor Ellen, what did you mean? Look at the example God just gave me. If your kid and you say, sit down there, don't get up. If you go out of the room and the kid had already moved, you're 2-3 years old and moved from where you placed them. But when they know that there are movements, you are coming, they sit back on that place, on that chair, but they know. You will pick it up that something has gone wrong because they become unsettled. They look fearful. So you can easily pick them up and know that something has gone wrong. And you are saying, but Pastor Eli, what did you mean? Even Adam and Eve, when they have already disobeyed God, they were fearful. They said, we heard your voice in the cool of the day, and we saw that we were naked, and they moved away. A place of flourishing become a place of threat for them. Why? Because they have shifted. They have made move in the wrong direction. And beloved, they have yielded to the serpent who instigates doubt, who made them to rebel against God, who made them to be doubtful of what God had said, the instruction that God had said. So their own, they became smart and they do what they were not meant to do. And God came, they could not stay again in the presence of God. They went, they said they were naked. Why? Because the covering that they had, they have lost the covering of the glory and of the presence. The words that were created in the image of God. But beloved, I want you to know by the agency of the redemptive blood of Jesus, even if you have been rebellious, what you have seen physically has been magnified in your eyes, and you become afraid and you become worried, I want you to know that Jesus Christ shed his blood for you and I on Calvary and made provision, beloved, for us, for our rescue. For our rescue. That is why David said, my eyes I will lift up to the hills of God because my help cometh from him. He's the maker of the heaven and the earth. The centurion servant said, I don't want it, but send a word. He called him Lord. Shifted from the place of ignorance to a place of acknowledging Christ. Yoked himself with Christ by the statement, Lord, I acknowledge your lordship. Faith, acknowledge God's lordship. Acknowledge that the authority of the word of God standing sure is not the absence of issues. It does not mean the absence of problems. But faith in God's word is saying, even in the midst of trouble, I know that my Redeemer liveth and he will come and rescue me. Beloved, I remember I asked the Lord, what must I do? And I shared it on this altar. In the midst of that crisis, I said to the Lord, am I doing what I was meant to be doing? And he showed me the next phase in my ministry. He said, this is where you are going to now. So I can understand how mad the devil could get when he knows that where I am is not where I must remain. There must be a moving forward. So I can't afford to be sorry for myself. So I want you to shake it up this morning as we go into this prayer. And this is a 10-minute prayer. Beloved, and you and I, we're going to pray to God. Beloved, and you have said to the Lord, let every seed of rebellion and disobedience that sponsors doubt and unbelief against the word of God in my life die. Let it dry up after the order of the fig tree and die. Let it dry up after the order of the fig tree and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It so be and do kasusia. And the Libros Ode. Every seed of doubt and unbelief. Sponsoring rebellion against the integrity of the word of God. Sponsoring disobedience against the word of the living God. I command you today, dry up and die, 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 dry up and die. Ilopi atua associato. Every seed of doubt and unbelief, sponsoring rebellion and disobedience against the integrity of the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I challenge you by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Dry up and die after the order of the fig tree. Dry up and die after the order of the fig tree. Dry up and die. After the order of the fig tree, is Sophia Atugazot, is Don de Gacucusot, is Don de Gagalibusot, dry up and die, dry up and die. By the power in the name of Jesus, I command you to dry up and die. By the power in the name of Jesus, I charge you, dry up and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is so be endocolicus art, is torn the gagalibus art, is so be a atugas art, and the gagalibus art, is so be a atugas art, is so be a atuazo, on the gagalibus art, is so be a atuazo, on the gagacutoso, is so pro the gagacutoso. Is done the gagalibus out. Is done the gagutuzo. Dry up and die. 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 They were enemies of faith. Doubt of belief that comes from a rebellious heart. A disobedient heart. Assigned to this place of the destiny. You are commanding them dry up and die. After the order of victory, Jesus spoke to the victory. He said, henceforth, let no man eat of you. Isuki akwato. On the gekekutoso. On the gekukusote. Isopron the gekutoso. Iston the gekusoso. On the gekelibusote. Isopia atuazo. On the gekelibusote. Is appear atu azo, is done the gagalibus ode. Dry up and die, 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 dry up and die. Endiga kusoto, also zia, endiga gagalibus ode. Is appear atu azo, on the gagalibus ode. Is appear atu azo. Dry up and die, dry up and die. Isuki ekutazo. On Destiny race require you and I to believe the integrity of the word of God. It doesn't say that there will not be challenges, but they are not meant to prevail over us. It doesn't mean that faith is not an absence of problems. Beloved, faith believes God, even in the face of problems. Why do you have to believe God? It is because there are things that He's saying, God is not true, but you are saying, I believe my God is true. In the face of my trouble, in the face of my challenge, God's word still all true. I believe that my Redeemer lives. I believe that He's able to do the unexpected. Beloved, the unbelievable. Elijah said, there shall not be rain unto you except by my word. But he prayed himself, beloved, to say, this nation must be converted. They must come out from under the yoke of the Baal worshippers. They must be returning unto the Lord. In Suki Atuazo. And he went out to declare the word of faith. Because the people were still doing Baal worshipping, even after there was no rain, they were still continuing, their hearts was not yielding. Beloved, but Elijah continued to pray. He didn't give up. The word of the Lord said, he prayed again. He prayed again. He prayed again. He prayed earnestly. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availed much. You cannot say because you prayed before and the problem is still there, you will pray no more. And you become doubtful and you become disobedient. You have said today, every seed of doubt and unbelief, sponsoring a rebellious act, rebelliousness, sponsoring disobedience to the word of the living God, sponsoring lack of reliability and dependency on the word of faith in my heart, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. Set beyond the kekutus. Zopron de kekutus. Isopia atuas. I charge you by the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia kukutusosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Doubt and unbelief is a product of man's imagination and man's thought. The eyes of the mind that see things contrary to the way God sees it. That's why the word of the Lord says, you and I have the mind of Christ. Anything else that wants to take a hold of my mind that wants me to see differently, I sat in front of those people that were educating me on rubbish. That must never take place. That must not be attached to me. It was becoming like a riot that they said to me, and what gives me the confidence is because I have the word of God. Because I took myself to the hospital, I know what is in my body. But I know that it was an attack, and I know the devil cannot prevail over my life. I know. And this word of God, Isaiah 27 verse 3, was much more real than the realness of the physical lump that I have in my breast. Number one, I said, God, did I open myself up? Few days later, somebody called and said, somebody I was ministering to said, I turned off the light of somebody, and the person is a computer person. And, I'm ministering to your child, and you are turning off my light. He said, the person, he didn't say, but I know what was being told me. And the person said, he said, when I turned off the light and the person was raging, very aggressive, he said, I quickly turned the light back on. Don't you know what it means when they switch off your light? He said, I turned my daughter's light because the person said, turn off the daughter's light. I turned it on, but I mistakenly turned off the light of the person that was monitoring that was looking after that child. I got the message. Over by me so that my lady. She said, the person was raging, angry, and I quickly turned it back on. God said, I will not allow anybody to hurt it. So God by covenant has a word for you. Psalm 74 verse 20, and for your household. Because of you this morning, heaven will locate your children and kill every act of rebellion. I am completely infuriated and angry against that demonic thing. That wants to rob our children of their destiny, and we are saying no. Beloved, if Isaac can say for my sake, I am under covenant, do something about the barrenness of my wife and let my wife bring forth. And you are saying, Pastor Ellen, why is it they want to turn off your light and you are trying to keep the light of other people on? Jesus went to the tomb, to the tomb, to the madman of Gadara. The madman had already bowed down and had declared the lordship of Jesus. But the demons inside of him, the first person, and they said, what have you got to do with us? Because they don't want to get out, they said, what have you got to do with us? Our time is not yet. Jesus told them where they must go. The waster that was wasting gradually was wasted. They sank into the sea and never emerged again. So if you are doing things on a wishful thinking and you don't have the word of the Lord, it becomes a danger. But God said for the sake of Isaac, he opened the womb of his wife Rebekah. For the sake, beloved, of Moses, God caused fire to come down. God judged the Baal worshiper. For the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, not only was Lazarus erected, but Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The power of resurrection for the sake of Christ. The Father said, whatsoever we ask in his name, he will do for us to rescue our children, to provide the help that we need. Beloved, to help our destiny, to deliver us from sickness and satanic assault, to rescue us. Beloved, I have ministered to somebody and the person called me and said, they saw me in the person said, I saw that we were on the queue. God said, not you, or queue for what? He said, you were on the queue. I said, what queue? I said, do you know it's not me that you saw on the queue with you? How can I be missing you, ministering to you and be on the same queue? When I'm rescuing you from the queue of those who want to kill you, how can I be on that queue? It's not possible. Wanted to switch evil. And I said, don't you know that it was not me, it was your sister you saw? Is that not true? You saw your sister, and then you are saying it was me. That if you don't know who was speaking, it was not her. The devil wants to switch that problem from them and switch it to the person that is trying to reach out to them, that God wants to use to rescue them. Why? So that I can pull out and stop. disconnected and disengaged from them, and the spirit of lies went into them to make them to say what they saw, they changed it. Because they told him, I said it was Pastor Ellen, then he will fight. You don't have to lie. If you tell the truth, I will still stand up for you as long as the Lord said I should stand up. For your sake, he said, have respect for covenant. Psalm 74 verse 20. Jesus said, as the resurrection and the life, have respect for covenant, for the dark places of the earth is full of cruelty. When Moses was talking about his calling, when Elijah was talking about his calling, when Isaac was talking about himself and pleading for his wife, he was bringing God into an understanding of the established covenant. And you and I, we have a covenant that has been established concerning us. Hebrews chapter number 12. It is a scripture that you must take a hold of all the days of your life for the sake of Christ. Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, unto the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. That covenant in the blood of Jesus, it speaks what is right concerning us and concerning our children. Therefore, you have said to the Lord, Lord, by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, look on me, rescue my children from every act of rebelliousness, disobedience, programmed by the enemy to afflict and to afflict and to trouble their destiny. Lord, by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, that speak better things than the blood of Abel. Lord, speak, look on me, rescue my children, rescue the prevailers, rescue the boys, rescue our girls from every act of rebellion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sopi and Duke Kutoso, and Degeke Libus Otwa, Lika Kutoso, Odiga Kukusote, Isusia Atwa. You have said every act of rebellion, sponsoring fear, unsettlement in the life of our children, for my sake, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, rescue my sons, rescue my daughters, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is so be at what? And they can libros out. And they can libros out. Isopia atuazo, o diga kukuzote, isopia atuazo, o diga kukuzote, esapiata. What did Jesus say unto Peter in Luke 22:31? He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. I have prayed for you. Beloved, he didn't say I prevented it from coming. He said he made a demand to sift you, to destabilize you, to confuse you, to affect you. But he said, I have prayed, I am your covenant, I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail you. And you, when once you have done again, strengthen your brothers, because he said to him, Lord, with you, I'm ready to go both to prison and to death. I have prayed for you. He has self-reliance. Beloved, he depended on himself. Beloved, he did not rely on his God. He thought he can fix it. Jesus said, I have prayed for you both in Badrafwe, because I know this thing is going to happen, but you know, it's not going to prevail over you. It's Jesus, they were with Jesus, they eat and dine with Jesus, but they are a bunch of men, beloved, that still have potentiality to become a victim, beloved, because they don't yet know how to be absolutely dependent on the Most High. Jesus said, I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. He said, do you love me, Peter? Simon Peter, do you love me more than this? More than this. There are more than this. More than this, beloved. Abraham loved God more than his son. Peter did not know at the time. In John 21:15, as Jesus was then asking, how deep is your love for me? How deep is your love? Beloved, faith worketh by love. The object of our love is the grace. It gives us the grace to stand. Gives us the grace to stand. When we are tested. The word of the Lord will say in the book of Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. It said, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify against to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the old law. Christ is become no effect unto you whosoever of you are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. You were running well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth? Who prevented you from obedience to the truth? And he begins to talk about the same statement that Jesus made. A little yeast leavened the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in the Lord. You will not accept any other view, but whoever is that is confusing you will pay the penalty. Whosoever is confusing you that was magnifying the law against the grace, he said there will be a penalty. Why would the word of the Lord say this? Because Jesus Christ has put, beloved, he has come by the shedding of his blood to fulfill every iota of the law and extended grace that we need to have in the time of need, beloved, so we can rely. So when the centurion servant said, I am not worthy of it, but send the word and my servant will be healed, he said, I magnify the word above even the law. I magnify the law as created a separation between us, but I magnify the law. Faith in the word of the Lord sees the word of God, beloved, as the truth, beloved, and see God's word as the evidence of the things that were not seen. And the word becomes reality of the tomorrow I must walk in. So it is a very, very strong and powerful enough to be bigger than the mountain that stands before me. So Jesus will say in Mark chapter number 11, Jesus will say to you and I, he said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart about what you shall believe, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever we say. Beloved, Jesus was teaching us that principle from the history of the fig tree. He saw the fig tree. The fig tree was standing, appear fruitful, but there was no fruit on it when it came close. And Jesus said, no man is permitted to eat from you ever again, in the same Mark chapter number 11. And in the following day, Jesus and his disciples were passing by, and beloved, the fig tree that Jesus Christ spoke to had already withered. It was rooted out. It dried up from the roots. The same Peter said, Master, behold, the fig tree that you caused is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. That is why we are saying this morning, the secret of freedom, beloved, from doubt of belief is faith in God and faith and hope in the word of the living God. So faith does not mean that the tree is still not that it was standing but was dead. There are many things that were standing but they were dead. The tree was still standing. So it was teaching us a principle of faith. Don't say, I believe that something is going to change because it's not changing and it's still looking like the same. Then you become worried and you become fretful and you become discouraged and despair. Beloved, no. Faith is not that those things are not standing. Beloved, faith means that you see the efficacy of God's word more than what was standing. The word of God is the expected end, beloved, that God wants to see happen. And that is the final say. That is why he said, who has spoken? When God has not spoken, that shall stand. Beloved, it is the counsel of God that stands in all situations. So it does not mean that there are no other counsel. Like the doctor was saying rubbish to me. And beloved, when they were confused after the second loss of test, and they said to me, when I said no, it cannot be mine, because I know what the word of the Lord said to me. I know also the vision that I saw. And I said, no, that is not mine. And they eventually said, okay. And well, we will run another test. They run another test. I said, oh, maybe it is a some mountain ectasia. So it's no longer cancer. They said, but the test is going to tell us. And the doctor, my own doctor, was very careful. He said, we can't say anything with what I see right now with this lump and all of this discharge. He said, we have to wait until that 2 weeks until we get. I said, give me this medication. Wisdom of God said to me, take this medication. And I can't buy it on the counter. Give me some medication. If I live in Africa, we go and buy it. I don't need any doctor to prescribe it because I know what I had. I'm not a medical person. How can you slam me with evil? But all of that is simply because Isaiah 27:3 holds true. shall it come to pass, it shall not stand. It shall not stand. But beloved, most of these things were to terrorize us. Most of these things was to make us chicken out. Most of this attack was to make us to give up. Most of this attack, beloved, it was no story. I feel it in my body. I see it. I was living with it. I saw it there today, but the word of God still holds true. It said, it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. It didn't say, they did not say, they have concluded in darkness. And that is why you are lifting up of your voice. You are saying, every conclusion of darkness against me or my household, you shall not come to pass. You shall not stand. Isaiah 46, 10, it is the counsel of the Most High God that shall be established. The counsel of God, I charge you, be established in my life. Be counsel of God, be established in the life of my children. The counsel of the Most High God, be thou established, be thou established, be thou established, be thou established. Let the counsel of the Most High God find expression in my life today. Let the counsel of the Ancient of Days be established in my life. Be established in my life. Be established in my life. Let the counsel of God see Ikekutoso, decree and declare every demonic satanic counsel against my children. I declare you a failure. Counsel of the Most High God for the flourishing, for the fruitfulness, for the establishment, to run my race of life to the end. Be established, 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 be established now. 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 Isopia atuazo. Zeprendo custo zozi atu. Le closto zozi apiotro. Lenge tu gazote. Isto dege kekutu zozi atu. Endo lobo zi atu. So de ava. Okay, I hear. They have a conniving verdict. But God said it cannot stand. And it shall not come to pass. And that is why you are going to say every verdict made about me, about my children from demonic satanic conniving enemy, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I overturn you in the favor of my child. I overturn you in the favor of my child, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Paul, we make a statement, our children are going to be doing, they will be sitting for exams very soon. Beloved, so you and I have to understand some truth this morning. They were not resilient to some fear, but God, in spite of that fear, they will still be the best. I remember when my senior pastor, Bishop David's daughter, was preparing for an exam. That is when I know that these exams also make kids afraid. It doesn't matter how they have done in school. If you have ever sat for exam, and I believe everyone here has gone through one school or the other and you have sat for exams. Our kids, they go through things that they can't explain. They are anxious. Maybe I should not call it fear. They are anxious about those exams. So they need reaffirmation. They need support. They need personality that encourage them and say, come on. You can do well. Even if we adults don't sit for exam, every time I come before you, I have to rely on God. I don't know what I'm doing. They have never seen the exams before. So they become anxious. Some children, I remember that girl said, you want me to die, was telling his parents. You want me to die? It is like read until you are dead. He said, you want me to die? Not that she doesn't want the exam. She became disinterested. Why? She was afraid. She doesn't want to fail. And she looked as if she was not interested in that exam. The exam that she really needed to pass. I know about the summit for 3 months. I know I've been praying for that length of time. But I still go to the summit with only the confidence that I have in God, because I don't want to miss God. I come onto this altar every day. When you become somebody that rely on yourself, you are just, it's a waste of time. You can speak, but there will not be God in it. Paul gives us an insight. It's not a negative fear that we were meant to have. It is a fear of God that relies absolutely and totally of the Almighty God. Because when you are reliant on God, the counsel of God gets made known to you, and it is what gets established. Paul will say in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 2, he said, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, I have not come. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom, as I proclaim to you the testimony about God. I determined not to know anything among you except Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. I was with you in weakness. I was with you in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of the power, so that your faith will not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Paul says, I am as you are. The word of the Lord said that Jesus was tempted as we are, but yet did not sin. So we have to know that as the kids are preparing also, they also have some anxiety in them. But what we need to do is to direct their attention on the ability to succeed, of the grace and the support of God that they have even in the examination period. I thought I was a cook when I thought I can close my eyes and make fried rice. I made blunder. Don't you get it? are not right. There are certain things that make us to know that we need to be able to rely on God and not on our own self. So many times they manifest when it make us feel somehow. It's not for you to now become to embrace negative fear. It is to redirect your focus on God and depend on Him. That is why Paul says that with God, I can do all things. 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 I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ. So not through my intelligence, not through my ability, not through the eloquence of my speech, not through the prayer I can pray, but that my eyes is focused on the one who can help me. Even the Lord Jesus said so. He said, I cannot do anything of my own, but what I see my Father do, that is what I do. So we are redirecting the focus of our children on the helper that they have. When you are not in school with them, they have a helper, they have a supporter, they have a teacher, they have a sustainer, they have the Holy Spirit that will remind them of everything that they have taught. Children are in different ways. Some manifest anger, but they were afraid. Some are manifesting not lack of interest in what they were doing because there was an embedded fear in them. Some would manifest rebellion because they were afraid. They were afraid that they might fail their parents. They were afraid that they were not, they feel that they were not good enough. They might be anxious about all of those exams that they have to face. They were anxious because even if they have not put in their best before and they are counting down to the exam period, they are looking at so much that they have to read and they are thinking, how can their brain grasp all of this? Beloved, that is where they need us to say, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And we are praying for them, Lord, all their thoughts, all their heart. Let them read the appropriate places in their exam book so that they will make success of their course. Don't you get it? You are starting a new job. When you start your job, you have never been there before. You don't know what the environment is going to look like. You do not know who you are going to meet, but what you did is that you have confidence. God, you opened that door for me, therefore you will give me the grace to make a success of it. The same thing goes for our children. We need to tell them, you have come this far. God is going to see you through. He has not brought you to brought a pregnant woman to a place of conception and not bring to a place of delivery. And we begin to affirm that you will succeed now. You will make a headway. You will have an outstanding result because when you decree it, it shall be so. Jesus made that decree. Beloved, even though the tree was still standing. So sometimes they might still be efforting. But I know, he said, as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. That is what we are doing. And that is why you are going to join me. I said to people, all the children around me, they are my children. That is why you are saying, if you are the one that needs help, I need help so that I can help my children. And you are saying to the Lord, let me see. I describe possession, human way of seeing things that is contrary to the way God sees it. What it means is rebellion also. You have said to the Lord, align my possession, Lord, to heaven's way of seeing it. Jesus said, I saw what my Father is doing. That is the way I see it. And that is what made me to do what I do here on earth. You are saying, God, I am a parent. I need help. Help me, Lord, to see my children in the way that you see them. Help me to have divine insight, Lord, on how to support them for their exams. Help me, my Father, to stand, to see right so that I can support them Oh, touch the desert. Endegegelebrus oz. Isopia atuazo. Ondegegelebrus oz. Endegegelebrus oz. Endegegelebrus oz. Isopia atua atua. Endegegelebrus oz. Isopia atugazoz. Endegegelebrus oz. Isopia atu azo. Esso pronte che libris ode, ente che libris ode, isopia attuaso, onde che libris ode, ente che libris ode, ente che libris otua, sopronti che cususo, ente che libris ode, esso sia attua, attua, onde che libris ode, ente che libris oto lo busute, ente che libris ote, ente che cu aso, otua, atua, atua, ente che libris ote, ente che libris otua, lo cucuzote, isopia atuazo, onde che cutoso si atua, lo pronte che cucuzote, isopronte che cutoso susia, Intoloba custose, intoloba custosi alle prede delle custose, ente che libris ote, insopia atugazote, insopronte che libris ote, insopia atuate, ente che libris ote, ente che libris uto, onde che libris ote, ente che custoso si atuate, il nomangro su si atua, ente che libris ote, ente che custoso, usopia atuato, onde che libris ote, insopia atuate, ente che libris ote, insopia atua, atua, ente che libris ote, insopia atu azote, isopia antotle ke kusote, isopia atuate, ente ke libris ote, isopia atuazo, onte ke libris ote, ente ke libris ote, ente ke libris ote, isopia atuazo, onte ke libris ote, isopia atugozo, onde que libris ote, isopia atua, atua, lopo susia. In the mighty name of Jesus, the reason why I say we need help so that we can help our children. When you look at the mistake of David in 2 Samuel chapter number 12, verses 7 to 12, the Nathan came to him and tell him, he said, God said, when David went to go and sleep with Uriah's wife, beloved, and made sure that Uriah died, God sent Nathan to go and speak to him. He said, I choose you to be king over Israel, and I rescued you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house. God of heaven was saying, he said, I gave you your master's house and put your master's words into your hands. I also gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if all that somehow seemed insignificant, I would have given you so much more as well. Why have you shown contempt for the word of the Lord by doing evil in my sight? You show contempt, you disrespect my word. He said, you have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and you have taken his wife as your own. You have killed him with the sword of the Amorite, the sword of the enemy. He said, no, what you have to see that it was David. David did not kill with the sword directly, but he positioned that man in a place of his slaughter. Beloved, they put him by the wall so that when the enemy shoot, he shot at him, and he didn't come back from that battle. He said, so now the sword will never depart from your house, for you have despised me by taking the wife of Uriah the Hittite as your own. This is what the Lord says. He said, I'm about to bring disaster on you from inside your own household, right before your eyes. I will take your wife and hand them over to your companions. He will have sexual relationship with your wife in broad daylight. although you have acted in secret, I will do this thing before all Israel and in broad daylight. God is a forgiving God. But when David refuses to acknowledge he has done wrong and was living with it, he created an opening for judgment in his own house. And beloved, God indeed blessed David. David had everything. But trouble began in the house of David. Yes, he said to the Lord, have mercy upon me. God killed the child from that promiscuous relationship. But beloved, when you see the problem begin in his own house, you can read it yourself, beloved, that the brother, one of his sons, Absalom, his sister, which was Tamar, was raped by Ammon, another son of David within the same family, was raping his own sister. And God was angry against that kind of behavior. That was not meant to be so, because it is an abomination for stuff like that to happen within families. But all of this was triggered because of what David had done. Beloved, there are personalities that what the enemy was trying to live in our children is the past mistakes that we never have dealt with. And we say that we are Christian, it goes away just like that. It runs even away. It doesn't go away. Because God even said that. He said, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself and the truth is not in us. And you saw that Absalom was angry, beloved, because his sister was raped and he killed another son of his father. He killed Ammon on the basis of what Ammon did by raping his own sister, and they become cruel against themselves. The place that was meant to be a family center became a war zone. It became a war zone. He killed his own brother because he wanted to take revenge back. But all of these was centered around the judgment and the cause that was upon the life of David, because he has shed blood of another. He wasted his own brother. Beloved, he ran away from town. 2 Samuel chapter number 13, verse 37. But Absalom fled and went to King Talmah, son of Amiud, and David grieved over his son every day. He didn't know. Because he thought he was dead, he ran away because of the evil he had done. He thought even when he was living, he made his own father, beloved, to become sorrowful about him. He was alive, but lost the place of sonship, even with his own dad. So you see that from that moment, Absalom, his thought and his imagination has been corrupted. Everything has been polluted because he has allowed another man, the devil, to come inside of him. So you will see that it is not strange that he became one that wanted to displace his own father from the throne and mess up. I want you to say to the Lord, anything that I have done in my life that I have forgotten to deal with, but is contrary to you, that opened my children to trouble, that opened them to misbehavior, that opened them to rebel, Lord, expose them to me. Forgive me. Do not allow my children to be a victim of my past mistake. Lord, show mercy unto my children. Show mercy unto my children. Show mercy unto my children. Ilam mi akutoso sosia atuazo. Ondegeke kutoso si atuale. Lengle kakutoso. Ondegeke kutoso. Oso Otuata Ella Pia Otua Asusia On the Gagalibus Ode Is the Pia Atua And the Libus Ode And the Gakubus Oto Lobo Susia And the Gagakutoso Is the Pron the Gakutuso On the Gagalibus Ode Is the Pia It became ambitious. Wanting to get the crown by crook and by cook. It became personality that was meeting those who were coming to his father on the way, was discrediting his father, disrespecting his father, was doing all the wrong things. Because somebody needed to deal with what was a problem, the original problem. Beloved, he ridiculed the authority of his father, and all his eyes was on is how to take the place of his father, even when it was not promised him. Because there was a cause. You are going to say this, but any foundational cause that existed in my lineage by what anybody has done that is causing my children to face war in school and war at home that turned those who are meant to be siblings in their own home to become haters of each other, and the house that was meant to be a family house become like a war zone. You are saying, Lord, by the power in the name of Jesus, by the efficacy of the covenant in the blood of Jesus, I break those curses and I render them null and void in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command the stranger that invaded my children, lose your hold over them, lose your hold over them, lose your hold over them, lose your hold over my children. In the mighty name of Jesus. So you are saying to the Lord, give help to my children for my sake, for the sake of covenant. Give help to my children. Lord, academically, let the grace for success and excellence to accomplish outstanding results, Lord, be made available to them. He said you can obtain mercy and grace, favor to help in the time of need. Our children must succeed. He said, whatsoever we lay our hands on must prosper. They set their hand on their exams. They must come out with flying colors. We rebuke every spirit of failure, every spirit of timidity, every spirit of laziness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, for our sake, for the sake of my calling, give help, favorable help to my children, to every child in this commission, granting them success, supernatural intelligence, Lord, to make a success of their exams. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sopi and Dokula Prosusi Atua. Even if you are a teacher and you are teaching other people's children, when your children in school, when they have success, that showcases the proof of your hard work and your investment in them. You are saying, God, every child under my custody, I command success concerning their exams. They are not permitted to fail, for God cannot fail. Lord does not fail. It should be on the Gekutaz. Speak to everything created. You have said, I charge you by the power in the name of Jesus. Cooperate with my children to succeed in their exams. Those kids, they have labored. Isaiah 65, the word of the Lord that works for you is the same one that works for them. They shall not labor in vain. They shall not labor in vain. Every investment in their study, in time and in effort, in reading, in preparation for the exam, we command it now to begin to work in their favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rebuke every spirit of lukewarmness, laziness, lethargy, and the time of preparation for exam. We are saying it must not take place. It shall not stand. Leondinga kukuzote. Jesus, prondega kuazo. Let great grace for supernatural sources be given unto our children today. Leondeku kusotua. Lenge kutozote. Lepriandozo. Otua asuate. Endegege kutozo. Ondegege librus ote. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege librus ote. Isopia atuate. Ilobeke kutozo. Istondolobosiate. The word of the Lord showed us in Daniel chapter number 6 yesterday. Daniel distinguished himself among his fellow. You are saying, Lord, let the divine success of God that will distinguish our children, that will give, make them the end and not the tail, that will make them to stand out among their equal, be released upon them. And beloved, and you are also enforcing divine character, the fruit of the Spirit, to begin to find expression in their lives in Jesus' name. Intelligence without character is still a waste. We are sent to the Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we decree and declare, let our children be supernaturally intelligent. Lucima no guza, sapion de gelibruza arte, isto otua, atua, atua. Le etrono guzote, endegege librus ote, isopia atuazo, ondegege librus ote, isopia atuate, endegege librus ote, isopia atuazo, ondegege librus ote, isopia atuazo, ondegege librus ote, isopia atuazo. Ondegege librus ote, isopia atu aso, ilomonglesusia. Ondegege librus ote, isoprondegege librus ote, isopia atu aso. Ondegege librus ote, isopia atu aso. Ondegege librus ote, isopia atu gozo. Ondige kutosia, lenglosa tua, endega librus ote, isopia atuate, endegege librus ote, ustobia, entrosto, lege kutosa, istondegege librus ote, isopia atuaso, ondegege librus ote, isopia atuaso. Ondegege librus ote, indabakatuaza, endegege kutozo, isopronde, lige kutozo, istodobosiate, indolobosiate. When we decree a thing, it shall be established. That is why this morning we are making decrees and we are commanding success in everyone, whether adults or young people that has to take exams, even in this between now and the month of July, or that have to do any presentation, any accreditation, even exams. We are saying we command success concerning the prevalence around the earth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ancient of Days, I command supernatural success, Lord, concerning the prevalence in business, in academics. Lord, everyone that will take any form of exams, Lord, or any form of presentation, or any professional, or even whatever exams, I decree and declare, let there be success for the prevalence now and forevermore. Let there be success. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be success. Let there be success. Let there be success. Let there be all success. Let there be success.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia Atukosote, Lenglustososi Atua, Lenglustoso Pronegakutoso, Endegeke Kutoso, Isoprondege Kutoso, Isopia Atuazo, Ondoloboshate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Why don't you command a great grace to answer for you before God? Even this morning, just speak grace into your own life this morning. I am saying that in this day, grace answer for me to flourish. Divine grace answer for me to be established. Divine grace answer for me to move forward. Divine grace answer for me to be settled. Divine grace answer for me for my progress. Divine grace answer for me to my advancement. Divine grace of God by the blood of Jesus answer for me, even for profit. Even the divine grace of God work for me in my favor today. Wherever I turn, favor is answering for me. Those who does not know me, they will serve me. The divine grace of the Most High God is at work in me this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, everywhere I turn, grace usher me into an unending result, even of joy, of progress, without fail. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we honor you this morning. We glorify your name because your word standeth sure. Thank you that that which you have done in us, for us, and on our behalf this morning, find a quick and a speedy expression, even concerning our children, concerning our family, concerning the work of our hands, concerning our marriages, concerning our ministry, concerning our career, concerning our academics. I decree and declare, even concerning our health, that everything that Christ has established by his word, they find expression in our lives without fail. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Therefore, I decree and declare, what Calvary has established concerning us today, find an undeniable expression in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I cover everyone connected to this commission by the blood of Jesus, and I decree that the redeemed of the Lord shall yet return unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall fade away. No one that has appeared in Zion today shall return empty-handed. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone will return with testimony for the glory and honor of the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the ancient of days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who have called me, who has set me apart for his purpose and for his plan. My Father, that perform the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger. You are the one that I speak, and you are the one that engage the instrument of my mouth, even to express your unalterable utterances that cannot be resisted or opposed, that cannot be denied of his performance. Lord, unto you I return the glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus for what you have done this day. For you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, and therefore as you perform your word, even in time, Lord, on time, with divine speed and divine quickness, you will perform your word to perfection in our lives, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and the hand of the Lord shall perform it. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray.